This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State regulators have signed off on a plan for Xcel Energy to stop burning coal within the next 8 years. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
Xcel's remaining coal-fired power plants will close by 2031, according to an agreement approved by the Colorado Public Utilities Commission. Robert Kenney is Xcel's president of Colorado Operations. He called the decision a big milestone.
This is a significant and consequential decision for Xcel and for our customers and for our communities, very consistent with what the science tells us is necessary to avert the most tragic consequences of climate change.
Under the agreement, Xcel will generate more electricity using solar or wind power, but the company will still consider new projects that run on natural gas, another carbon-emitting fossil fuel. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
Lawyers gave opening statements in Castle Rock yesterday in the trial of a Colorado woman and her connection to QAnon. Haley Sanchez has more.
Cynthia Absug is accused of lying about her 7-year-old son's health problems and plotting with QAnon supporters to have him kidnapped from foster care. According to the Associated Press, the prosecution's case is based on an account from her then 16-year-old daughter. She told investigators her mother was communicating with followers of the baseless QAnon conspiracy about raiding the boy's foster home. Absug's lawyers claim prosecutors lack evidence to prove the accusations. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
The old airport control tower in Denver's Central Park is now home to Flight Co. Brewing. The large structure is a landmark in the neighborhoods around the old 60s aviation relic. This is CPR News.